不用。Okay, just gonna move. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
下午好，弟兄姐妹。
Good, it's always a blessing to be here.
每次来都是一个恩典。
And so today's topic was picked actually because I know that there's a small group that are going to be baptized soon.
今天讲这个题目，因为我知道我们当中有些人要受洗了。
But at the same time, I know that this is a message that those who have been Christians for a long time need to hear.
但是同时，我知道已经信主、已经受洗过的人也需要学习这个题目。
Because this idea of being made new is very common, right?
这个成为新人的主题是经常谈到的。
Everybody knows this. Everybody who's a Christian understands this concept.
每一个基督徒都知道这件事。
That when we become Christians,
当我们成为基督徒以后
then we are a new creation.
我们就是新造的人了。
But is that the reality that we live?
但是这是我们生活中的真实情况吗？
And so with that, let me pray for us.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for this time ahead.
我们天上的父，感谢你赐给我们这个时间和你在一起。
We thank you for the congregation to come to listen to your word.
感谢你把这些人带来听你的话。
We thank you for the songs that we sing to you to glorify your name.
感谢你赐给我们这些歌曲，我们让唱来颂赞你。
And we pray that you would give us wisdom to understand your word.
请你赐给我们智慧，让我们能够听懂你的话。
Give us knowledge so that we can discern, what to do with our lives.
给我们知识，让我们知道我们一生要如何活。
And we thank you for the time that we can live our lives dedicated to you.
感谢你，让我们可以把生命中分出时间来为你而活。
And we pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Amen.So I always found it interesting between Western New Year's and then Eastern New Year's.
西方的新年和中国的新年对比起来很有意思。
And so Western New Year's is you want to get rid of everything and then you start new. New Year, new me, right?
西方的新年是把以前旧的都扔掉，全新的开始，新年新我。
But then in Eastern New Year's, it's like New Year's Day, like I can't take a shower, right?I can't take a bath.
但是在中国新年的时候，我们不能洗澡，不能打扫卫生。
Because I might wash away all my luck, right?
就怕我们把自己的好运气都冲走了。
And so one is made new, one is to keep something, and it's all very confusing.
一方面想要全新，一方面又舍不得去掉一些东西。
But the reality is, both New Year's represent a refreshing of something.
但是同样的两个新年都代表有新的开始。
And so this refreshing of something is what we as human beings love to do.
人类就特别喜欢重新开始。
So imagine if you could make a mistake and you say, okay, erase that mistake and then do it again and do it new.
我们都特别希望犯了错误以后啊、我们再来一个重新的开始，就好像那个错误从来没有发生过。
And this happens a lot, even from your younger to when you're older.
我们从小到大都是这样希望的。
Now you go to school, they say, oh, what's your New Year's resolutions, right?
你小时候上学的时候，老师会问你新年的决心是什么？
Oh, I'm going to listen to my parents more. I'm going to study better. I'm going to do this and do that. And you list out all these things you want to change.
你就会掰着手指头说：“我要听爸爸妈妈的话，我要好好学习，我要这样那样。”
And you have lofty goals when you're younger. As you get older, they become a little more practical.
你小的时候的志向总是很远大，长大了以后，你的志向就越来越接地气了。
You don't go for lofty goals like you know new job goals, whatever it is. You say, "Hey, I just want to lose a little bit of weight."
你以前可能想我要找个好工作，这个那个的。你现在只是想。我是不是要减减肥？
And so take Albert for example, right?
比如说用我做例子。
So, in Thanksgiving you eat a lot, right? With friends and family.
比如说感恩节的时候你就吃一顿大餐。
And then you weigh yourself the next day.
第二天一上秤。
And you look down and you say, oh, I have to lose some weight.
你一看秤，你就觉得我要减肥了。
And so you say, I have to start working out and eating better.
我要少吃一点，多运动。
But then you think to yourself, you say, hey, but Christmas is just coming in a few weeks.
但是你转念一想，圣诞节马上就到了。
And so that's more eating, so I can't do my working out and doing better between now and Christmas.
圣诞节时候吃的更多，所以从感恩节到圣诞节减不了什么肥。
And then so you say, okay, I'll make it my New Year's resolution.
那就做成新年的愿望好了。
And so then you go through Christmas.
所以呢，圣诞节就这么过了。
You get to New Year's.
新年到了。
And so Albert promised himself that he would work out and lose weight and be more fit and healthy.
Albert 的新年愿望就是今年要好好运动，好好减肥。
And between January 1st and February, what is it, 11th?
但是到1月1号到1月7号，2月7号。
I'm going to ask you guys, raise of hand, show me how many times Albert has worked out.
你们知不知道 Albert
Okay, I see a one. I see a five, ten.
看到一次，
ten?
五次，
okay.
十次。
Anybody else want to guess?
你们还想猜吗？
Man, you guys have so much faith in me. I love it. It's very encouraging. The answer is one.
我只运动了一次。
And it happened literally a week ago.
就是一星期以前。
I decided that I needed to row, so I went and I rowed on the machine for about 10 minutes.
我就跑到健身的仪器上锻炼了十分钟。
And after I exercised, I felt good about myself, right?
健身完了以后，自我感觉很好。
I had more energy.
觉得特别有精力。
And then I went to sleep, and my body realized that I'm over 40 years old.
然后我就去睡觉了，这时候我的身体才意识到我已经40多岁了。
And so next day I woke up, and what hurt?
所以第二天怎么样呢？
Everything hurt.
浑身都疼。
And because I'm older, I waited 1 week to try to recover, and guess what hurt?
所以我用了一个星期来恢复。
And everything still hurt.
还是浑身都疼。
So I haven't worked out since.
所以我就没有再运动。
You see, the idea of all things new, a new beginning, is very, very specific.
所以你看到这一个全新的开始其实是有很多的条件。
Because we as human beings forget that we are still our old selves trying to do something new.
当我们立新年志向的时候，我们忘了我们里子里面还是那个老的自己。
If the Albert has not changed,
如果 Albert 没有从里面改变，
then the New Year's resolution will never be fulfilled.
所以新年愿望从来都不会实现。
That's why year after year after year is the same resolution and same failure.
那就是为什么一年又一年，一个决心又一个决心，全都失败了。
And so when we look at scripture and we see that it says that God, once you believe in Christ, all things are made new. For you who are Christians, is that true?
所以当我们看到经文里说，若有人在基督里，就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了，这是真的吗？
And he even says, old has passed and the new has come.
他告诉我们一切旧事都已经过了，都成新的了。
But let me ask you, is that true?
这是真的吗？
And if it's not true, then we need to start understanding why our Christian faith never progresses.
如果这在你生命中不是真的，我们就要问一个问题，为什么在基督徒的生命中没有这样的改变？
Because I'll give you another example, okay, from a Christian perspective.
再从基督徒的生命中举一个例子。
Okay, so a lot of those who are Christians will say, oh, we're going to read the whole Bible in 1 year, right?
很多基督徒也曾经立志，我七年要把圣经从头到尾读一遍。
And so we start Genesis, in the beginning, right, what I just read to the kids.
就像我们刚才跟小朋友读的一样，从创世纪开始，起初。
And for me, Genesis, not too bad. Exodus, still a good story, right?
所以创世纪很好，很好看。然后出埃及记也还可以。
Leviticus, I'm starting to struggle.
利未记就开始看不下去了。
Numbers, a lot of numbers, I'm falling asleep.
民数记就要睡着了。
And don't even talk about Deuteronomy, I never get there.
后面生命记那就更看不下去。
And so I go to the New Testament. I say, okay, let me just read about New Testament. It's more exciting. It's shorter per book. More fulfillment, finishing chapters, right?
所以我就改看新约，新约更好看。
So I read all of the New Testament.
就把新约读完了。
And then by the end, I have to read the Old Testament again.
然后到后来还要从头读旧约。
So Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and I'm done.
然后创出立民，生命记又读不下去了。
Year after year, we make the promises to God, whether it's reading the Bible or not doing something or doing something for Him, but it almost never succeeds.
所以一年又一年，每次在神面前立志，都是这样的开始，草草结尾。
So then how can Scripture tell us that when we are in Christ, we are a new creation? Because it feels fake, right?
如果这样的话，如果经文还告诉我们说旧事已过，都变成新的了，听起来就很假。
And the reason is this.
那么原因是什么？
The reason is because we keep our old self and we throw God on top of it and we expect our lives to somehow magically change.
原因是我们还是在里子里是旧的自己，只不过把神的话放在上面，好像自己可以改变。
And so we throw God and we say, okay, now I'm a Christian, I've got this God part, but God, just don't touch the old me, the stuff that I like to do.
所以我们现在说，我现在是基督徒了，我有神了，那神，你不要碰我这个老我，我还是想怎么样就怎么样。
I love you and I love eternal life, but the stuff that I want to keep, I just want to keep it.
我爱神，我也爱永生，但是我也爱我老的自己，我不想把它去掉。
And so when 2 Corinthians is talking about a new life, we have to start understanding why he presents it as a new life.
所以当哥林多后书给我们讲述这个新生命的时候，我们要看看他为什么要讲。
Because verse 16 says this.
16节说。
From now on, therefore, we regarded no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer.
所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了。虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。
And so when we read that verse, what the scripture is trying to tell us is, what does it mean to have a new life? First thing that changes is your perspective.
第一件事告诉我们就是说有新生命是什么意思呢？第一就是我们的思维方式。
When we look at someone else, when we look at God, it's no longer from the old perspective.
我们不要用我们老的那种心态来看待事物。
So it even says, at one time we regarded Christ according to flesh, we regard him thus no longer. What does that mean?
经文告诉我们，我们以前凭着外貌认基督，如今却不再这样认他了。这是什么意思
？I think it's showing. Oh no. So the idea is that one time Jesus Christ was just a religious leader. He was a good person. He was a prophet. He was a teacher.
以前，他们可能认为耶稣是一个好人，是一个好的老师。
And so even his own disciples thought that Jesus was going to replace the Roman government that had oppressed them.
甚至耶稣的门徒也以为耶稣来做的事情只不过是取代罗马的统治。
But what it says here is that after you become a Christian, you no longer see with the same eyes.
但是当你成为基督徒以后，你的眼光就不同了。
And not only do we not see Christ like that, but in verse 16, in the beginning, it says, we regard no one according to the flesh.
我们不仅仅是不用这样的眼光看耶稣，我们也不用这样的眼光看所有的人了。
And so, it's a little difficult to explain, but I'll try to give an example.
有点不好解释，但是我要给大家举一个例子。
So, most of us 很爱面子。Right, we love our face. If you want to direct translation, and so one thing that I always like seeing on Instagram is like dads who are like super buff and super built, but have like little daughters that they play with, right?
我特别喜欢看社交媒体上那些人发的那种，就是说父亲是特别高大威猛，然后带着一个小孩子。
Because you see these macho guys squatting 400 pounds, and then all of a sudden they're wearing a tutu with a little crown, and they're having tea party with their kids.
你们看到那些好像很大的壮汉，平时可以举好几百斤的重物，然后呢，为了哄小孩子，就宁愿穿上那种小的芭蕾舞裙，然后呢，跟他的女儿一起喝茶呀，玩过家家。
It's super adorable, right?
好像特别可爱。
And now that I'm a parent, I kind of realize what that's like.
那我现在当了父亲，我也一知道那是什么意思。
Because in the past, if I have to do something ridiculous in public, I had to have lost a bet, right?
我以前如果在公众面前做些什么事情，我是不会让自己丢脸。
And I'll be super embarrassed afterward. I can't show my face for another month, and then I'll remember for the rest of my life.
如果我有什么丢人现眼的行为，我就会非常心里过不去，一直会想。
But now that I have two little girls,
但现在我有两个小女儿。
If I'm gonna dance all funny in public, or make funny noises, or you know, do voices, it's perfectly okay with me.
我可以在公众面前为了他们的缘故。去丑态百出，去跳舞啊，唱歌啊。
And it's okay.
对我来讲是没问题的。
Even worse is when people are dating, right?
那么当人们谈恋爱的时候也是这样。
The guys normally like, you know, I'm a tough guy, I do all this stuff, I'm really cool.
男生一般都是觉得自己特别的酷。
But they'll become absolutely ridiculous in front of a girl they like.
但是他们谈恋爱的时候，在女朋友面前就会非常的卑微。
To the point where his friends are like, "What happened to this guy? Like, we lost him forever."
那他的朋友都看不下去了，说这个人怎么变成这样
？And the reason is because the perspective has changed, right?
因为他的眼光变了。
Because when someone falls in love, whether it's their kids or their significant other, the perspective of how the world views them is now completely different.
因为当他们有心爱的人的时候，他们对世界怎么看待他们这个观感就不一样。
That vision changes because the person has changed.
因为他人从里改变了，所以他对外界的反应也不一样。
So when we read scripture, it says that we no longer regard others according to the flesh. We no longer regard Christ according to the flesh. Now you can understand a little bit about what that means.
所以当十六节说我们现从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，你们就知道这是什么意思了。
And so then the vision changes because a new self forces you to look at the world differently.
因为你里面改变了，就使得你看待世界的眼光就完全不一样。
That when you see somebody who doesn't like you,
你看到一些和你不一样的人，
it's not just you don't like them anymore.
不是说你不喜欢他们。
But now you say, oh, that person still has to be saved. Okay, fine.
你现在觉得这个人他也是要得救的。
And so you change your perspective, and then things like turning the other cheek become a little bit easier.
因为你的眼光变了，那么你现在就更加容易的去把你他打你左脸，你右脸也可以给他打。
Because the idea of this person's soul is now more important than whatever honor or 面子 that you're supposed to get from them, right?
因为现在这个人他的得救与否对你来说比你自己的面子更重要。
And so this vision changes, but you have to realize it's because the person themselves has changed.
所以这种眼光心态的变化来源你自己内心的变化。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道?
Verse 17.
17节。
The old has passed, behold, the new has come.
旧事已过,都变成新的了。
And it says this, all this is from God, in verse 18, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation, verse 20, the first section. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ.
从18到20节，一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。 这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
You see, when we teach Christianity or we try to tell people about Christianity, sometimes we stop at a certain point.
我们向人教导基督教的时候，我们讲到一个地步就讲不下去了。
We just say to them, oh, believe in Jesus Christ and Jesus will love you and you will love Jesus and everything's nice, right?
我们一般会说，你信主吧，主爱你，神爱你，一切都会变好的。
And then, you're a new creation, go on, have fun.
你是新造的人了，你去吧，开开心心的去吧。
And then we start wondering why is it that I'm a Christian, but then I always fall back into my old self?
然后我们就开始奇怪了，既然我是基督徒，为什么我又回到以前的样子？
I'm supposed to be a new creation, but like a washed pig back to mud, I'll just go back and roll in all the filth.
但是我好像像一头猪一样，又回到泥潭里打滚了。
And the reason is because we don't realize that a new creation has to come with new purpose, or else we will fall back into the old ways.
因为我没有意识到，一个新造的人，一个基督徒，他在世上应该有新的生活的目的，否则我们又回到旧人。
You see, without purpose, it's still a blank slate, right?
没有一个目的，我们还是一个奴隶。
Anybody and everybody can write on that blank slate. And so when you think about this, I'll go back to the example. You know how I said I have to lose a little bit of weight, right?
你们记不记得以前我立志要减肥？
I'm not diligent at it. I'm not good at it.
我没有那么勤奋。
Do you know who is?
你知道谁可以做吗？
People who have gone through a health scare.
那些身体健康出了状况的人。
You feel a little bit in your heart, you go to the doctor, and they're like, oh, your blood pressure is very high.
他们去检查身体的时候，医生发现他的血压很高。
And say, if you keep doing this, a couple years are going to get shaved off your life.
如果你还这样生活下去，过两年你就没命了。
And so then you go home, all of a sudden you're drinking water, you're eating healthy, you're drinking all the herbal teas that you can find at the Chinese food store, right?
然后你回家以后就开始好好生活了，吃得好。
And then you go to the doctor and they say your cholesterol is so high.
然后你去医生那儿，医生说你胆固醇太高了。
And one day you feel your heart, uh-oh, what happened?
有一天你感到心里面不舒服。
And doctor says you have to exercise or else you could get a heart attack.
医生说你得好好锻炼，要不然你得心脏病。
And it's those people that are the most diligent because they have a different purpose now.
这些人他锻炼起身体来是非常认真的，因为他们现在有一个目的了。
You see, looking good only gets so far.
就想要自己看起来好看。
Anybody who's married for a long time understands this, right?
那些结了婚的人都知道。
In the beginning, you work out, you get that six pack, you look good with your shirt off, all to get somebody, right?
你们一开始拼命健身，有腹肌啊什么，为了要吸引异性。
And then you get married, and you gain a little bit of weight, because you're happy.
结婚以后，你就开始长肉了。
And 长肉 I like that. And then you have kids, and it's game over.
然后你有了孩子以后，你就彻底放弃了。
But then, because the purpose has changed, right? Originally, you wanted to attract someone, so you put your time and energy in it. And once you've gotten it, it's kind of like, okay, I'm done.
因为你的目的不一样了，你一开始健身的目标就是为了吸引异性。
So for Christians, if you want to be a new creation, the purpose has to change.
所以作为基督徒，要拥有一个新的人生，我们的目的必须改变。
And in Scripture it tells us this. It says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation." And it continues on. It says, verse 18 says, "Who through Christ reconciled us to himself?" Gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, Christ God was reconciling to the world, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation, and then verse 20, therefore we are ambassadors for Christ.
所以经文告诉我们说，我们是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。那么一切都是出于谁？是出于神。他是借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。那么在基督里，神叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上，并且将这和好的道理托付了我们。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一样，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
And so when you have that label, you are now ambassadors for Christ. You have the message of reconciliation. That is the purpose that is given to each and every believer.
所以给每一个信主的人，我们都有这样一个职分，就是基督的使者。我们的使命就是劝世人与神和好。
The interesting thing is that there's no option. It's not like God said, some of youwill be ambassadors and messengers for reconciliation. It just says, you will be done.
这个有意思的点就是我们没有选择。经文没有说你们有的人是基督的使者，有的人不是。我们所有的人都是基督的使者，都被赋予了这个使命。
And so the idea of this purpose should change your Christian life to say, oh, shoot,I need to do something. I've been tasked to do this.
所以这个人生的目的就要让你能够彻底的醒来，让你审视自己的生活，为了这个目的而活。
And a lot of us find ourselves thinking that, oh, this is really difficult, right?
当我们这样看的时候，我们会发现，哎呀，这个好难啊。
Yeah, because God gave me this life. I love eternal life.But to be a messenger, to be an ambassador, that's a little far-fetched, right?
我喜欢永生，我想跟神在一起，但是现在做基督的使者好像强人所难。
And we find it, we say that it's hard, but I've given this example before. It actually comes very naturally to us.
我们这么说好像听着挺难的，但是这个是非常自然的发生的事情。
And so, like, I can explain very easily because I go to primarily, like Chinese or like Chinese American churches.
我可以跟你们解释，因为我去的都是在美国的华人教会。
We're not great at many things, okay? The Chinese church in general.
这个华人教会呢，很多事儿做的不太好。
Like that, with other places, like they love networking, so it's like, oh, I've got this place, maybe I can hire you, blah blah. They do a lot of that stuff.
有的地方呢，他特别善于就是说把大家联系起来，然后给你介绍人员、这个人脉啊什么的。
But the one thing Chinese churches are excellent at is food.
但是华人教会特别擅长的就是做饭。
Not just 做饭 but any type of good food, that's where we're at.
不仅仅是做饭，就是所有的好吃的，我们都很擅长。
I'll give you an example.
比如说。
Our brother here finds an authentic Sichuan spot, little hole in the wall, just, you know, 4 minutes drive away.
你说你们谁发现一个特别好的四川饭馆？
He goes and he eats. He's like, this is so good. We do not have anything like this in Connecticut. This is amazing. Finally, good, authentic Chinese food.
他在那儿吃了以后觉得，哇，这个很正宗，我们康州没有。
He's not going to go home and be like, don't tell anybody about it because I want this all to myself, right?
他不会回来以后一个人都不讲，就想自己享受。
The moment prayer meeting or church hits, he'll go to prayer meeting, he'll go to church.
他会参加祷告会，他会去教会。
And immediately after, hey, this is really good Chinese restaurant that just opened up.
他就会告诉人。
And this has happened to me before, okay?
以前就发生过。
So if I tell you like this restaurant is just so good.
如果有人告诉你说这个饭馆太好了。
It, to the point where I say, hey, we should all go after church. If you don't like it, I'll pay, right?
然后他们就会说，咱们教会结束以后一起去吃一顿吧。如果你们不喜欢，我来出钱。
And so then I'll bring everybody. I will drive as many people fit in my car. We'll all go to the restaurant. We'll all eat.
所以我们大家一起坐着车去那个饭馆去吃一顿。
And I won't even eat that much.
我自己吃的并不多。
Because I'm looking at every person's face. Are they enjoying this? Do you like what I introduced you to?
那我就非常专注地看每一个人的反应，看他们喜不喜欢吃我介绍这个餐馆。
I'll say, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I told you, it's good, right? It's good.
我就很满足说，你看，我告诉你很好吃吧。
And if somebody just happens to tell me, oh, I went last week, it wasn't that good.
如果有人告诉我说，我上周去了，没那么好。
I'll get insulted.
我会觉得不开心。
I'm not going to argue with them, but I'll feel very insulted.
我不会跟他们吵架。
And so then,
心里面会不高兴。
And I'll start to, you know, I'll start to go back and forth and, well, is it because you don't like spicy food? They have not spicy options too. They have this, you know, really good tofu dish. They have this and that. Sichuan food isn't so one-dimensional. It's got spicy and not spicy food.
我会跟他辩论说你是不是不喜欢吃辣的？他们有不辣的呀。
And so then I'll go back and forth until I can convince them to just try it one more time.
所以我就会一直劝他们，让他们再去吃一次。
Brothers and sisters, you guys have probably done this yourselves before, right?
你们自己可能也干过类似的事情。
There was a restaurant back in New Jersey. It was a Korean barbecue, all you can eat, called Picnic Garden.
Do you guys have? 在新泽西有一个韩国烤肉店。
Do you guys have that here? No, no Picnic Garden. So it's basically all you can eat Korean barbecue, and that includes kalbi, which is the short rib, right?
那个店里面很好。
And so.I kid you not, the first week it opened, I think I was there 6 out of 7 nights.
他刚开门的时候，我一星期七天有六天在那儿吃饭。
To the point where it wasn't with the same group of people, it was with like different groups of people that I went to eat at this restaurant.
每次都是带不同的人去。
So I know how it feels to do that.
所以我知道这种心态。
Brothers and sisters, that's evangelism.
弟兄姐妹，那个就是传福音的心态。
Think about this, ready? You've tasted and you enjoy, so you want to see other people enjoy as well.
因为你自己尝过了，你特别的喜欢，你也特别想让别人也去品尝一下。
And if someone tastes it and they don't enjoy, you try to convince them that that's just a bad experience, right?
如果有人尝了以后不喜欢，你还千方百计的要劝他，让他知道说这个真的好。
And so then what is the problem with the new creation? It's that many of us have not tasted, so therefore, it's very hard for us to try to convince somebody else to also try it.
所以作为我们好像貌似有了新生命，但是好多人并没有真正的品尝过这个新生命，所以我们也无法向别人介绍这种新生命的好处。
And that shows...when that new creation is not really there yet.
所以就告诉我们说这个新生命好像还没有到那儿。
And this idea of this title being bestowed, if you're an ambassador, right?
如果你是基督的使者,
you have to trust that you have faith in the nation that you're representing.
你必须对派遣你的主人忠心。
If you ever deal with salespeople, right?
如果你跟那些销售员打过交道。
Let's talk Tesla, right? Tesla people.
比如说特斯拉的推销员。
You can tell people who worship Elon Musk versus those who don't, right?
你可以看得出有哪一个卖特斯拉的人，他们非常崇拜埃隆马斯克。
Like people who idolize Elon Musk, like they will sell you the Tesla, but they're not hired by Tesla.Right?
那些向你拼命推荐特斯拉的人，
他们其实
并不是为特斯拉工作的，他们只是非常推崇伊隆马斯克。
Same thing with the iPhone people.
就像使用苹果手机的人。
Because they say, oh, it's so good, and they tell you about it, and they try to convince you you should buy it. There's going to be a tax discount, blah 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 blah. They explain everything to you.
他们自己用过，特别喜欢，他们就千方百计的向你推荐，而且还告诉你有好的这个 deal 啊什么的。
But the one common theme is that they all own a Tesla, right?
但是共同点就是他们都用过特斯拉，他们都拥有特斯拉。
The worst salespeople are the person who's selling you a Toyota but drives a Hyundai, right?
最差的销售员就是他想向你卖一辆丰田，但是他自己开的是本田。
With Christianity, it's very much the same.
基督徒也很像。
If you haven't learned to taste the goodness of God, it's going to be so hard for you to explain that to somebody else who wants to become a Christian.
如果你自己没有尝过神的美好，你自己就很难向别人去分享神的美好。
So then it leads us to the end of this section of this passage.
所以就让我们看到这一章最后一节。
It says, therefore, in verse 20, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. And immediately after, he says this, we implore you on the behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. And it continues, for our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might, what? Become the righteousness of God.
所以二十节说，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一样，我们替基督求你们。与神和好，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
You see, what they do there is this. He says, okay, to become an ambassador, you have to realize what you're representing. And you're representing a God who's willing to become sin, become imperfect for our sake, even though he was perfect himself, and take that punishment. Realize that.
作为基督的使者，我们要知道我们代表的是谁。我们代表的是神。我们这位神，他情愿替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义，因为他是无罪的，他是完全的义。
And not only that, you need to accept that you are now the righteousness of God. I'll explain that.
不仅仅如此，你还要接受这样一个现实，就是我们在神里面成为神的义。在基督里面成为神的义。
When you look at that phrase, you are now the righteousness of God, that means God's glory is completely attached to you.
我们在他里面成为神的义，就是神的荣耀完全归就你放在我们身上。
That's a lot of pressure, okay? That's a lot of pressure.
那是好多的压力。
But it's the same pressure so for example, I'm a pastor's kid, okay?
我爸爸是牧师。
And so,Being the pastor's kid, everybody kind of looks at you all the time.
作为牧师的孩子，我们经常是在别人的审视之下。
You can't escape.
我们逃不掉的。
And so, if you do something,
如果你做了什么坏事，
it all leads back to dad.
都归在我爸头上。
If I do something good, Pastor Liu is a great parent, right?
如果我做了好的事情，
If I do something bad, Pastor Liu is a terrible parent.
如果我做了坏事，那么牧师就是一个很坏的爸爸。
I mean, it's almost like I don't have free will, right?
就好像我没有自己的自由意志一样。
But that idea that we are God's righteousness puts a light on us that everybody who sees us is gauging God.
我们在他里面成为神的义，就是说每个人都在审视我们。
An ambassador that goes out to another nation is representing the nation that they are from.
一个使者到了别人的国家，代表自己的国家。
So the intent is to make sure that other people realize I am here to negotiate with you because my nation has sent me, right?
为了让对方能够知道我是被我的国家派来与你来。
And so for Christians, it's the same way.
那么对基督徒来讲是同样的。
And this is the scary part of all this, right?
这里面最可怕的就是。
Because now, if you're a new creation and your purpose is to reach out to the world, then the world looks at you and says, "Do I want what this person has?"
如果你是一个新造的人，神的使者，到了这个世界。但世界会觉得说，我想不想要他后面的东西？
And that's why sometimes a Christian's life is hard.
所以很多的时候，基督徒的生命很不容易。
That's why it feels like everybody kind of watches you and says, oh, well, did you do the right thing? Because I don't want to believe if you didn't do the right thing.
因为很多人都在审视你，在论断你说是不是做了正确的事情。
But you have to realize that the passage does not leave it to us.
但是你要意识到，这个经文并没有把人带到我们这里。
So if you go back to verse 17 and 18, what it says is that the old has passed, the new has come, but it says this in verse 18, all this is from God who reconciled Christ, reconciled us to him, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation.
十八节说一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
The one thing we need to realize is that God is the one who acts. We are just a representation.
我们需要知道的就是做事的是神，我们只是在代表他。
It's not about us.
并不是关于我们。
Because God leads people to him.
因为神会带人去认识他。
We only take part.
我们只不过是参与。
But if we have the change of life in being attached to God's glory, then being called as his ambassadors, and finally we're able to see others not through earthly eyes.
但如果我们有这样的一个目的，有这样的一个身份，我们身上有神的荣耀，我们在参与领人与他和好的时候，我们有这样一个看见。
Then we become effective as Christians.
我们就成为一个真正的基督徒。
But realize this, God is not only reconciling the world, he's reconciling with us as well.
我们要知道神不仅仅是让世人与他和好，他更是要让我们与他和好。
Because in our weakness, it shows his strength.
因为在我们的软弱里面显出他的大能。
That he's able to save people like us, so therefore, hey, you're better than me, but he can save you too.
他能连我们这样的人他都能够拯救，更何况那些比我们好的人。
You see, brothers and sisters, all things new means from inside to out, from the very core of who you are to your actions, everything changes when you become a believer.
一切都是新的，意味着你从里到外都是新的，从你的内心到你的行为。
But at the same time, if you struggle, that's okay.
但是如果你在同时有挣扎的话，那是可以的。
Because, like scripture also teaches us that we are at war between an old self and a new self.
因为经文也告诉我们，我们正在经历一个老我和新我的战斗。
And unfortunately, sometimes the old self wins.
有的时候，老我是会得胜。
But never kills the new self.
但是它永远也杀不死这个新我。
It never stops the new creation.
它永远也不能停止这个新我的成长。
Because that new creation is connected with God, and eventually that's the one that wins in the end.
因为那个新我是新造的人，是与神连接的人，是最终得胜的人。
So I pray for everybody here who is a believer.
所以我为现在每一个信主的人祷告。
I pray that you realize that you are the righteousness of God.
我祷告让神帮助你认识到你是在神里面与他和好，是成为神的义。
That you accept position as a messenger of reconciliation and an ambassador of Christ.
你已经领受了这个基督使者的职分。
So that you have the vision to look at people and Christ not from an earthly perspective, but from a heavenly one.
然后你就有了这样一个眼光，你看待人不是从一个属世的眼光，而是一个属神的眼光。
And in that way, we can then become effective believers and really grow God's kingdom.
这样一来，我们才能够成为真正的基督徒，来参与神国的事工。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear God, we want to thank you for today.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
We pray that we would become better ambassadors for you.
我们向你祷告，求你让我们成为你更好的使者。
I pray that you allow us to taste what it means to truly taste the goodness of God.
求你让我们真正的尝到神的美善。
And so that if we've forgotten, remind us again so that we may proclaim it to the rest of the world.
如果我们有忘记的时候，求你来提醒我们。
We thank you for this congregation.
我们感谢你为今天的这个会众。
We thank you for your sacrifice.
我们感谢你为我们所做的牺牲。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.